Let us open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this evening. We are grateful for this time that you've given unto us. We are grateful for the lessons that are going to come. We ask, O Holy Spirit, that you alone may guide us. Season every word with love. I pray that each and every person that will be listening, each and every person that will be hearing and learning will be blessed by the word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. So,
Amen.
Okay. All right. So praise the Lord. So for those that are joining, maybe let me give a bit of ground rules because we have some new people and new friends. So for those of us that are joining us for the very first time, please let's use the in-call messages to interact. So if you want to say amen, you can say it through in-call. So that I'm not distracted as well. So use in-call messages. There's a point that is blessing you. You can use in-call messages as well to re-echo, resound that point. So for us, when we do these meetings, the in-call messages is a very alive place. You will learn a lot from there. You will laugh a lot from there. And you'll find a lot of joy from there. So let's use in-call messages for that particular cause. So I encourage us to do that. And also, I don't encourage you to leave the meeting. You know, go out in. You may not come back because once we hit a certain height, it becomes very difficult, even with network, to accommodate a certain number of people because these platforms are a bit limited. So don't leave unnecessarily. Okay, I encourage you to stay in. Anywho, let's begin. So today I'm going to share and I'm going to teach on a subject I have titled 10 Reasons Why People Remain Single. Now, if you are already married, you may say, well, I'm a married person. I don't see the need for this lesson. I don't need it, Pastor Cham. I'm married already, like yourself. I might encourage you to listen to the sermon for someone you may need to help. Okay, it's not everything that you are getting that you are applying on yourself. Some things we learn so that we can teach other people, because I believe that there are some people you probably know that are single and people you know that are not with anyone, and they may need some of these lessons. So it's very, very important that you also learn, like Prophet Joseph there, my dear brother, says he's married, but he's here to learn. And I know there are some other married people. I welcome you or praise the name of the Lord. For my single friends, brothers and sisters, take this one by force. Don't be as passive as the married ones or as those that already have partners. So take this one by force. This one is yours. Kuba no nechimwela sana. Be in shy mode, okay? I don't want you to be in a relaxed, God, you can answer me even next week. Be in that violent nshaye mode, okay? Don't just use nshaye for revival. Use nshaye for a relationship partner as well. So anyway, now I also want to say that the context of this teaching, okay? The context of this teaching is those who are single would love to be in a relationship. However, they are wondering why they remain single, or they are wondering why many people remain single. Okay, so now it's important for us to understand that there is no instruction in the Bible. Okay, there is no instruction in the Bible that forces you, that commands you to be in a relationship. Okay, there is no instruction of that sort in the Bible that forces you to be in a relationship or commands you. It's a choice. So when I say reasons why people remain single, I know many people come at me and say, well, what if I don't want to be in a relationship? It's not your message. Okay, I want those that are saying, Pastor, me, I want a mbambo, I want a rib, I want someone on my side. Okay, those are the ones that I want to talk to. I don't want to talk to those that are saying, no, I fall under the order of Paul. Thank you, brother Paul. Thank you, sister Paul. Okay, we want to deal with those that are saying, give me sister Joy or I die. Those are the ones that I want to address this night. Okay, praise the name of the Lord. So That is where we are this evening. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to read a few scriptures. I'll read two scriptures merely. Some of the other scriptures, I'll probably just be citing them. Okay, I'll probably be citing them. So I'll just read two scriptures. I don't really want to make this very theological because I can be very theological. I don't really want to make this very theological. I want to make this lesson very plug and play like. Okay, I can just give you point one. You listen to it and you plug and play. Okay. Literally something that is practical. I know you've read many books, the three realms of relationships. I can confuse you like that. You're already confused enough over who you should settle with. So I don't want to confuse you with the realms of relationships, the 16 dimensions in heaven that govern relationships. Okay, the one who administrates relationships in heaven, the angel that brings rings. Okay, I don't want to go into all those strange sermons, the Lord of the Rings. No, I don't want to teach those sermons. I just want to give you plug and play straightforward points, okay, that you can apply. Now, let's read Hosea 4:6. It says, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, as I have also rejected you as my priests. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I will also ignore your children. So people perish for lack of knowledge. People are denied to enter priesthood because they are lacking in knowledge. Okay, and one of the ways in which you exercise effective priesthood, for those of you that love revival, those of you that love prayer, one of the ways you effectively administrate priesthood is in the institution of marriage, because marriage was instituted by God. So it's one of the areas in which priesthood finds expression. So now the scriptures are telling us that because people rejected knowledge, they were rejected as priests. So many times you would discover that people are finding that they are not entering into certain realms of experience, because they have rejected a certain dimension of knowledge. So this is why we are bringing a certain level of knowledge, okay, to you this evening, so that when you pick up that level of knowledge, it will liberate you. It will deliver you. Okay, many of us will need deliverance as we are learning. And it's very important for us to understand that deliverance is not that, you know, demons came out of you. It can be that you received knowledge that brought light towards a certain situation. And when, oh my, people keep texting me saying the meeting is full, how do I enter? Don't leave. Someone is waiting to enter. You may find point number three is the one you need to sort out, and you leave. Then you still remain single and you say Pastor Chilombo is the one that is causing this. He said we will be helped, but then you left. Okay? So Hosea 4:6 is very important. Then let's read Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24:3-4. Okay? Proverbs 24:3-4. Thank you, Diane. I'm recording for them. Proverbs 24:3-4. It says, by wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. By wisdom a house is built. So how is a house built? It's built by wisdom. And through understanding it's established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Okay, so wisdom is very important in the building of a house. And through understanding it's established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled. So knowledge is a cardinal aspect to deal with this particular subject. Now, let's go into the lesson, because you don't want to hear all these introductions. You know, Pastor Cham, save all that theology you learned that, no, before you start a sermon, you should introduce it. Save all that theology for other places. Just start giving us the points. Here we go. Reasons why people are single, okay, or reasons why people remain single. Number one, okay, people remain single because they are looking for a fully cooked meal. People remain single because they are always looking for a fully cooked meal. What does that mean? Let me explain. Relationship partners don't come as perfectly prepared meals, but perfectly given ingredients. Let me say that again in case you need to quote me on Twitter, on WhatsApp, wherever it is that you want to quote me. Let me say it again for you. Relationship partners don't come as perfectly prepared meals, but perfectly given ingredients. It's important to say that, and I'll read it one last time for you. Relationship partners don't come as perfectly prepared meals, but perfectly given ingredients. So one of the things you will discover in your pursuit to want to settle, you will discover that God will not give you a perfectly prepared meal. He will not give you a meal that is already ready. He will not give you a partner that meets all the criteria you want. In many instances, when God is bringing someone to you, He will give you perfect ingredients that necessitate the idea of the fact that you can generate or produce the type of person that you always want. Many people are constantly in a state of singleness because they are looking for a properly cooked meal. When God is giving them ingredients, God is giving them ingredients, God is giving them ingredients. So many people keep remaining single, and I've been talking to many sisters, I keep talking to many brothers. Sometimes you hear them speak, I ask them some solid questions. Does he love God? Yes. Does he have a deep relationship with him? Yes. Does he serve in a church? Yes. I ask all those prerequisites, and I've dealt with all those, and they're saying yes, 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 yes. What's the challenge, pastor? And then they'll address one little small thing that can actually be dealt with. So when I'm talking about this, by the way, I don't mean go for a non-believer or a non-brother and then say, pastor said, you know, God gives us perfectly prepared ingredients. That is not even a perfectly prepared ingredient. Your ingredients have already gone bad. If you go for a non-brother, you can't prepare any meal there. What I mean is that you have found a believer, and there are some certain things that you find that are not really working well. Those are perfect ingredients that you can actually work with to produce the type of partner that you actually want. So it's very important for us to understand that we are not supposed to be lazy. Don't be lazy to make your potential partner into the desired end product. Okay? Do not be lazy, okay, to make your potential partner into the desired end product. If you are lazy to make your potential partner into the desired end product, you will end up envying other people's partners. That is why, have you noticed that oftentimes it's those in relationships that are usually attractive to you? Okay, have you noticed that people that are in relationships are attractive to you? And God, may God deliver you. If you have been looking at other people's part, say, may God deliver you in Jesus' name. You will find that other people in relationships, very, very attractive. You know, very, very attractive. Okay, they look very, very attractive. And you're wondering, why is it that they are looking very, very attractive? The single ones don't seem to. These are the complaints I keep receiving in my inbox every time I address such subjects. Pastor, the problem is that the single ones are not in order. Then the ones that are in order, they are already taken, you know. These are the problems that people are actually dealing with, okay? Because they are looking for a fully cooked meal. They are looking for a properly prepared meal. When in actual sense, when God brings someone to you, He will give you perfectly prepared ingredients, okay? Perfectly given ingredients, then you can prepare your perfect meal. So it's important to understand this, because many people remain single because of this particular cause. When you see a brother sometimes, let me talk to my sisters. When you see a brother sometimes you will see a brother, wasasanga, brother wasanga, you know, the type of brother you have found. Okay, alasangom, you know, you say, okay, when it comes to salvation, you tick that box. When it comes to service, you tick that box. When it comes to marathons, oh boy, the man is in marathons. His head is always shaking in the marathons, always shaking in the marathons. He's always there. Okay, so you tick that box too. When it comes to casting out devils, the brother doesn't joke. The brother doesn't joke. There's a story I heard of a guy called, I can't remember. Okay, the guy was so on fire for God. Very, very on fire. Very on fire for God. But one of the things is that, you know, he lacked romance. So, you know, the church noticed that, well, the brother has... Brother Tang, I think I should remember, something like that. The guy, you know, the guy had... had a job, he had a house now, he was serving in church, they were considering him for the pastorate, you know, everything was looking up, everything was going on well, okay, everything was going on well, except he didn't have a relationship partner. You know, the guy was so on fire, romance he didn't have. So the church decides to arrange a relationship partner for him. So they say, well, there's a sister somewhere, she's also burning for Jesus, you know, I believe she will be good for you, she's always in church, seeing you're on fire for God, your anointing is too much, you know, So let's find you a sister to preserve this anointing. So anyway, they told the sister, this is what's happening. So they took the sister to him. When the brother appeared, okay? When the brother appeared, he just appeared, looked at the sister, and he said, hi. And the sister fell under the power of God. When she got up, he said, I love you. She got slain for a day and never woke up. Under the power of God. So you see now, the brother did not, he knew how to dispense anointing, but he didn't know how to dispense love. So, you know, he was just talking. The power of God was, I know some brothers like that. The power of God was strong over his head. And when the sister got up, you know, you would think because of the anointing, she said yes. She said no. Why? Because the romance aspect was lacking. Okay, now that's a challenge because that's an area that could have been worked on. Okay, thus, that's a perfectly given ingredient. The romance aspect, you can work on it. When I met my wife, I always share this story and I'll share both sides to balance it, you know, so that you guys don't report me when she comes back. Okay, when I met my wife, you know, I've shared this in several midweek services. When I met my wife, you know, she was not, you know, kalifika solwezi solwezi girl, you know, ne to not mishishi filia, you know, kale moneka fika ne, no, ifiko fita kale moneka lusaka, you know, there's a way in which Lusaka girls look, you know, called the Lusaka girls when Lusaka girls bath, you know, when they pass, even just sent fe kafe, you know, you. She was far from Lusaka, okay? She was far from Lusaka. So when I now saw her, I said, okay, Lord, I love her personality. When we talk about poetry, those days I really loved poetry. When we talk about poetry, when we talk about writing, when we talk about the move of God, you know, it seems this one is an interesting girl. But when I now begin to look at this aspect, you know, kale moneka fie, solwezi, solwezi, yolo kusolwezi kwa adiba dust, mwani shofi kusolwezi kwa adiba fie, dust. You know, so I was now wondering, God, did you really tell me that it's this one? So I now start questioning. Well, eventually I gave in to God. When I agreed with what God wanted me to do, well, we started out and the investment process started. You know, panono, mami, you know, I can pay for you. You know, she goes there. Short time I seek a hairstyle of Karemonic. You know, just like that. You know, I see one of the sisters that does my makeup. Oh, where did you do this makeup from? Ah, okay, great. I would want to pay for my girlfriend. Ah, like a bayako, I'm chayako, chayako, something. Kasa Monica, we know, hey, mwelesa, kansheka, gelo, kandiaka. You know, and I started seeing all these things starting to come. All these different dimensions that I never knew were existent. Okay, all these different dimensions. Because I was willing to invest. God did not give me the fully cooked meal, but he gave me properly prepared ingredients. Okay, it's very, very important to understand that. So some of you, you find that some of the brothers, you find they are lacking in a certain area. Those are areas that could be worked on. You say, no, Pastor Cham, I can't date that guy. Yes, he's prayerful. Yes, he serves in church. Yes, he's good. But look at his dressing. He looks like a walking rainbow. Even if he looks like a walking rainbow, start to reorganize him. One day, just buy him a certain outfit. Then you'll be shocked and you say, this brother is a dude. Huh? Because you have learned to pimp him. Some of us, we used to wear big, big things. But you know, to my directives, daddy, you should wear this kawan. Wear this dress. I can look good. You know, all those things can be worked on. They are little minor things that are keeping people single. The brother is already there. The sister is already there. Why are you staying single because of minor things like dressing? Just buy him a tailor-made suit. Kasa kwanaka suit. You'll be very, very happy. And you'll be very shocked. It's very important to understand that. Even with me, my wife had a lot to bear with. You know, for me, the way I've been cultured is that, you know, I grew up in the commando culturing. That's why even up to now, I grew up more commando. My wife tells me, you are more militant than me who is in the military. Okay, I grew up cultured commando-like. So romance me, I don't have. If I wake up, you know, those things where people say, you didn't text me. For me, that doesn't work. That's why I think my wife has been given thick skin. You know, me, I don't do that. I can wake up in the morning and the first thing I'm doing is praying. The first thing I'm doing is attending to people's cases. My good morning can come at 13 hours. Romance was not there. I was the type that I don't understand hints. That's the type I am. If you want to work with hints, I work with straightforward language. And I never knew that for ladies, hints was a thing. You know, a lady will just say, "Ah, today pizza would be good." And you will say, "Ah, can't you order for pizza? Ah, pizza isuma." And I'll forget about it. You say, "Ah, no, but ah, you know, my hair, even the way my hair is looking," and I'll just look at you and say, "I love natural," and I'll forget about it. Because hints don't work. Not knowing that what she's saying is that I need to change my hair. Okay, I need to make sure my hair is realigned. So all those things were things that Pastor Cham did not have. But when she now accepted me, she started working on some of those things because the basic ingredients were there. Those little things she could work on. She started helping me. No, you should respond like this. No, I also love it when things go like this. I also love, and I don't do surprises. Even up to today, I just go, "So your birthday is coming up. Tell me, what do you want?" You know, she said, "No, but I also love surprises. I don't do surprises. Just tell me, is it money you want? Is it this gift you want? Just tell me." Because that's how I function. But now I had to learn how to filter in surprises. You know, now I started finding myself, you know, on one of her birthdays. They made a commando do strange things. I even found, you know, wa guitar, alisha po guitar, tu aimba po happy birthday. You know, romance started being cultured because she keeps teaching me, keeps telling me, relationships are hard work. Don't try and find someone that is perfectly done. You end up kumbwaling other people's partners. You keep, because they have already worked on their partners. That is why many people are busy nagging other people's partners, because they want someone that has already been worked on. If you accept, or if you approach the one God is showing you, you will build them into the person you want them to be. Oh no, you will build them in that area. So many people remain single because they want a fully prepared meal. It's not for some of you, it's not necessary right now to remain single. The only challenge is that you keep looking for perfection in that particular person, when in actual sense, you can grow into perfection together. Okay, the second reason why people remain single. Okay, second reason why people remain single is the lack of self-development. People remain single because they don't self-develop. Okay, people remain single because they don't self-develop. So no one wants to date someone who is not self-developing. Okay, no one wants to date anyone that is not self-developing. If you are not developing yourself, you will find that no one will want to engage with you. No one will want to date you. They must be self-development. And that development finds expression in three dimensions. The first dimension of self-development is what I refer to as spiritual. Okay, spiritual development. That's the first dimension of development. Spiritual development. You must develop yourself spiritually. Okay, you must develop yourself spiritually. Okay, there are certain people you will not date because you have not developed yourself spiritually. So you want to date a certain sister, but it can't. The network is out of the coverage area because your spiritual antenna is in another realm and her spiritual antenna is in another realm. The two cannot collide. Every time you call, every time you dial, the number you have dialed is busy or in another coverage area that you cannot reach. Okay, so it's very, very important that you understand that spiritual development is important. Many of you have been rejected because you have not developed yourself spiritually. And in this generation where we have ladies that are commandos, many of them are finding themselves in 36 prayer marathons. They are constantly hearing God. There are sisters that are always hearing God. Visions. It's like that video we keep seeing, you know, the father, your crush, the father, the brother, whatever it is, you know, and then you are just seated. You have been watching Netflix all day, and then you say you want a prayer warrior. No, that's not fair. Okay, let's be fair. Brothers, let's be fair. Sisters, let's also be fair. You can't just want a man that is burning for Jesus. You will quench that fire. So there must be spiritual development. Spiritual development is very, very important. Haven't you heard? Even sometimes you will hear men will say, men that go to clubs. Have you heard this before? Men that go to clubs, you will hear them say things like this. Abakuma club te wakupa. You know, abakuma club te wakupa, wakupa, wakuma church. These are people that go clubbing. They play around with all sorts of women in the club, but they know the type to marry. They say, abakuma club te kupa. You know, kupa, abakuma church. No, it's not fair, sir. It's not fair. you know, a woman of God. It's not fair that you are clubbing, but then when you want to settle with a brother that has been burning on the altar. No, that is not fair. You must develop yourself spiritually. Okay, you must develop yourself spiritually. One brother texted me, you know, and he sent me a message. And when I looked at the message, he says, Pastor Cham, and he was talking so well, you know, his profile picture looked so nice. So I didn't see everything else on his, I hope he's not in the meeting anyway, but it's a while ago. So he sent me a message and, you know, he says, well, Pastor Cham, and he was speaking very proper English. Pastor Cham, I love one of your daughters. So I say, okay, great. My daughters want to settle. So if you love one of them, let's see if we can connect you to one of them. I love one of your daughters. You know, there's just that one lady in your church that sings. So I said, okay, sing. So I now check. So he now sends me a picture. It was a picture of Thelma. So I say, okay, great. So I now say, let me go to his profile. I find that on his profile, they had a chill, nama castle, nama black label. And I didn't even bother telling Thelma that there's a guy that was pursuing you, and I just blocked him and I forgot. Why? What are they going to be discussing? No spiritual development. Me, every time I call my daughter, she's just telling me of wind, fire, visions, revival, taking cities, overthrowing principalities. Then why would she now welcome a principality in the house? We don't want that one. Okay? We don't want that one. So I didn't even, up to now, I have not told her. I just blocked. And for some of you, there are many people I've just blocked. Why? No spiritual development. So even you have to develop yourself spiritually. Okay? You have to develop yourself spiritually. It's very, very important. So there's spiritual development. Spiritual development is very, very important. Develop yourself spiritually. It will give you an advantage with many people. Okay? Spiritual development. The second dimension of development is mental development. You must develop your mind, read books, accustom yourself to various types of information, open up your mind, expand your capacity to think, expand your capacity to relate with the world, expand your capacity to do different things. Mental development is very, very important. You see, one of the things I loved about my wife when she was my girlfriend is the mental capacity for us to chat. Were there other girls that were looking Lusaka like I said earlier? There were many that were in my inbox. It was even worse because I was doing ministry. Many of them, hi, hey, you pastor, I love the way you preach. I love Jesus. Love your English, sir. The way you speak. And I'm just there. And they were there. But when we now start talking and I begin to talk intellectually and I'm speaking intellectually and I'm speaking intellectually, she's just saying, wow, that's deep. I'm saying these are basic things. Everything you are saying is deep. We have been talking for 30 minutes. Everything for you is deep. I say, you know, for God so loved the world. Say, that's deep. That's deep. Really, that's what Jesus did. I say, sister, we are not going anywhere. Okay, we are not going anywhere. It can't just be, you know, there are some conversations you must comment intellectually. You can't just be saying, it's booky, my guy. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy out there. No, you can't just be saying it's crazy out there. What is your intellectual perspective of that particular matter? Okay, so develop yourself intellectually so that you are not just saying it's crazy, my guy. It's crazy, my, it's booky. Except, you know, we don't want people like that. So develop yourself intellectually, mentally. It will give you more advantages, more perspectives. Some of you were being considered, but the moment you started speaking, the person said it can't. Okay, it's like the way we used to say two into one, it can't. Okay, may you not be an improper fraction in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay, so that's the second dimension of development. The third dimension of development is what we refer to as physical development. So under physical development, it's very, very important that we develop ourselves physically. So under physical development, we must take care of our bodies. We must take care of who we are. Okay. So be clean. Hygiene falls under physical development. Be clean. Okay. For crying out loud, be very, very, very clean. Okay. Be very clean. take a bath, take a shower, okay? Don't be so hard to endure, okay? Your breath is hard to endure. Your oh Lord. Okay, it shouldn't, we don't want that. Develop yourself physically. Take care of your physical persona, your hygiene. It's very, very important, okay? Your body, okay? It houses the Holy Spirit, by the way, outside relationships. So take care of it. Find some decent clothes, okay? These days, there are affordable perfumes to get. If you can't afford the expensive ones, afford one nice one. No. Find something. Twing these days, you know, 25 kwacha, they are there, okay? 25 kwacha, okay? If God blesses you, visit Louise, get Scentage and, you know, spray. Louise, I'm advertising for you. I deserve some products. You know, Scentage, you spray. There's a certain way you will find that just the way you are smelling, even though it's sunguli mpipambita chiri wino wino, you know, there's a certain girl you are with. She's just, oh no. She didn't know. It's the perfume. It's the aroma. And by the way, I have studied scents. I have studied perfumes. I have studied everything around perfumes, that I have a teaching on it because it was biblical. Okay? And the inception of them in the Bible, the inception of scents, all those frankincense, all those different, I can teach you on it. That's why you will find in Songs of Solomon, the bride is talking about the bed of spices, the spices of intimacy. All those were spices of intimacy that would call forth the king. When you read the Song of Solomon, read on the spices of intimacy, the frankincense, the myrrh, and all those. There were spices of intimacy that stirred intimacy. There are certain scents, by the way. You know, there's a certain girl I just kept on following back when I was in high school. You know, the girl just used to smell so nice. I didn't know why. I was just following her. I just wanted to be around her. I just wanted to hear her speak. And in me being around her, even when I didn't like her as a person initially, because I spent so much time with her, I ended up liking her. Scent, hygiene, cleanliness, how you take care of yourself. Do a proper haircut. If you're going to do an afro, make sure your afro is clean. If you're going to do the scruffy look, scruffy fresh, you guys, do a clean scruffy one. Okay, make sure it's clean. It's looking nice. Okay, girls, dress properly also. Don't just move chpante pante. Find some nice one to wear. Okay, look very presentable. It's very important. It will get you in the game. Okay, like I told you, I'm giving you practical lessons. So self-development is very, very important. Okay, so people remain single because they're not developing themselves. If you do these things, you will start to notice change. Okay, physically, sometimes just buy a nice outfit. Okay, buy a nice outfit. Say, tell one of these photographers, you know, just do me one ka HD picture on my birthday. One ka HD picture, you post that ka HD picture. You will just see, not my hey, you offer to Alafulam inbox. Then you have prospects to pick from. Okay, so anyway, that's free advice. Number three, okay. If to my hair you not chepa, check your profile picture. Check your profile picture. Why is there an angel on your on? Hey, okay, let me move. praise the Lord. Pali Michael, pa profile picture, Angel Michael and Gabriel. You have put the war that happened in the heavens on your profile picture. No wonder you are single. May God deliver you. Okay, number three. So, it's just common sense. In wisdom, demi pele. Okay, number three. Third reason why people remain single, the notion that church members and church people are not good for dating. Okay, the third reason why people remain single is the notion that church members and church people are not good for dating. You know, this one I have even been addressing with many of my daughters that are in church. Okay, I've actually been addressing this one. Many of them have got the assumption that church guys, you know, church guys are not really good, you know, or sometimes the guys in our church, they are always looking for the guys outside. Listen, many times, if you read the Bible, oftentimes when God brought solution, God always brought the solution around your sphere. Every time in the Bible when God was bringing a solution, it was just around the corner. The prophet was just in the town. The prophet was just in the city. The solution was always around the corner. Many of you, you know, you keep trying to search far and wide. And I'm not trying to propagate for the fact that for those that are in KCCI, I'm not trying to propagate for the ladies. I'm not trying to propagate the fact that you can't marry someone from outside. Okay? But what I'm trying to tell you is that many of you have got this, you know, there is this religious spirit, this demonic spirit, I should call it, that the brothers in church are not the ones. Prophet Joseph, go and address this to your sons also, in case they have this one. The daughters, they don't want to look at the brothers in the church. They are always looking at my dudes to our church. You don't know them. The ones you know, they are here. You are seeing them in the marathons. Why are you rejecting them? Okay, some of them are not KCCI, but I mean, you see them kuma marathon, you see them kuma prayer stretches, but you don't want them. You want the ones you don't know. Okay, so the notion that church people and church members are not good for dating is why many people are single. Okay, is why many people are single. And they call us mom. Brothers, stop calling them mom also. Manifesto is part of physical development also. You know, as you are introducing yourself, you say, hi, my name is, Brother Marriott, but you can call me baby for short. But she'll be swept off her feet. She'll cry you a river and she'll say yes. All right. Jokes aside, anyway. praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so look around. Many of your breakthroughs are around your corner, are around your sphere. My wife was around our sphere for a long time. I never looked at her as relationship partner. She was our secretary, chosen generation secretary, serving as a secretary. I never looked at her like that. Meanwhile, she prophesied to me. And when she prophesied to me, when the prophetic broke out in one of the revival meetings we had, Night of Impartation, the spirit of revival broke out. And prophetic unction came on all of us. People started prophesying to each other. And the spirit of prophecy came on my wife's head. And she looked at me and she said, she pointed at me and she said, you will marry a very good wife. When she said, you will marry a very good wife, I didn't think of her. I was thinking of one of those to my girls from high school that I used to, you know, kumbwa. I was like, limbinical, yeah. You know, maybe it's that kawan. And even when she went, God, of course, told her later on that it's him. But, you know, that's a story for another day. I'm not going to go into it tonight. But then, you see, I was looking elsewhere when my solution was nearby. May God open your eyes to see the nearby solution in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Number four, let's move. I have ground to cover. Number four. Fourth reason why people remain single. The fourth reason why people remain single are not realizing that relationships are a function of favor and not good looks. People remain single because they have anchored their strength in their good looks. Listen, relationships are not a function of good looks. Relationships are a function of the favor of the Lord. That is why you find when Esther had to meet King Xerxes, she fasted and she found favor in his sight, even though it was not allowed to approach the king without being summoned. Okay, but when she goes before the king, there was such favor on her that the favor of she found favor from King Xerxes, and then she liberated an entire group of people, an entire group of Jews, because she found favor. Don't anchor. Okay, in as much as we've talked about physical development, don't anchor your confidence in good looks alone. Okay, don't anchor your confidence in good looks alone. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord, who doesn't change like shifting shadows. So every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. You may think that people are in relationships because they are good looking. No, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So you must engage the realm of favor. That is why for those commandos that have been in the 36, that are in the 36 hour prayer group, you know, those that are fasting, those are some of the prayer points to add in your fast. It's not an error to pray for a relationship partner. Why? Because relationships are a function of favor. Like I told you, I never used to look at my wife as potential relationship partner. And God had spoken to her that your husband is charm. I was Sir Charm then. Your husband is charm. Charm was looking at, was still thinking of those two girls he used to see in high school. Could it be her? Could it be her? And God has spoken to her, telling her it's going to be Pastor Charm. Now, what does she do? Because she can't approach Pastor Charm because she is a lady. So she begins to pray and fast into the matter. Pray and fast into the matter. Just after one conference that we had, all of the sudden, I see this girl and I'm wondering, and I'm realizing this girl has always been there. Why is it that now, you know, all of the sudden I started seeing things I never used to see before. You know, God, when the favor of God comes on you, just ili in Sophia, sometimes in copy of guys, what do you like about her? Her eyebrows. Sometimes I want, no, Pastor, I just love her eyebrows. Her eyebrows, that's what, yes, I just love her eyebrows. Someone now say, no, her ears, I just love the way her ears look. That is a function of favor. If you anchor your confidence in beauty alone, you will remain beautiful and single. I mean, I'm a pastor, let me tell you this. I receive all manners of cases, all manners of cases. One day I was home, a lady came home. Okay, she came home and she had a prayer request and she was weeping. When she got home, she knelt down and she started crying and she was just weeping. I said, what's wrong? And I looked at her. Oh my God, you know, the beauty that just hit my face. And I said, oh my God, karabasketele mama mashkia. You know, there are those where you say beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Then there are those where you say everyone is a beholder. That's a joke for the ancients anyway. When I looked at her, I said, oh my God. And then so I said, okay, what is this case? So in my case, I was thinking her problem is that there are many people that have come that are seeking for, you know, her hand in marriage. What she just needs is direction. What she just needs is discernment. And the first thing she said is that, Pastor, I am single. You know, I couldn't piece things together. You know, I couldn't piece, you know, the guys that, you know, that I, you know, anyway, let's leave that issue. You know, if you are those strange people, you will just look at her and you say, Muno niona mumbambo yanga. So I prayed for her. We broke that thing. Within 2 days, the veil lifted off her face. People started seeing her. Okay. And all of the sudden, people want to be with her. People want to be. The problem she now had is, Pastor, there are now too many. I said, you wanted men. Just pray for discernment. Pick one and settle. Okay? So you must realize that relationships are a function of the favor of the Lord. They're not a function of your beauty alone. Don't rely on your six-pack. You will be shocked. You are relying on your six. You are relying on your six-pack. The chubby guy, okay? The chubby guy that you were thinking cannot, you know, get the girl you have been pursuing. You find is the one accepted. It's the favor. It's the favor, okay? So don't rely on six-pack. Whether it's two-pack, three-pack, you're going to the gym. Charlie chula gym. Say, you know, Pastor, you know, I'm just trying to build a six-pack. Summer is approaching. Even if summer is approaching, if the favor of God is not on you, okay, you'll be shocked. Okay, number five, I really need to run through these quickly. I hope you are being blessed. Number five, people remain single because because of fear of their own insecurities and inadequacies. Okay, people remain single because of fear of their own insecurities and inadequacies. Now, People remain single because of their own insecurities and inadequacies. Okay? Usually, this type will get close to the edge of relationships but ruin it before fruition. Because of fear and insecurities. This type loves the shallow part of relationships but end up sabotaging it when the deep calleth. I'll say this one because it's very powerful. This type loves the shallow part of relating but end up sabotaging it when the deep calleth. So they love it when you are just chatting. They love the idea of, you know, romancing with the fire. But when the fire now wants to burn and quench them, they run away. Many times is because you are afraid that when the person gets too close to you, they will know your weaknesses that you feel you have in your head. They will know your insecurities. They will know the things that you are not so good enough. Sometimes a guy begins to like you and you are just happy that he likes you. The moment he tries to get closer to you, you begin to push him away because you feel if he gets closer, he may discover something about you that is an insecurity. The same is true with guys. A girl begins to like you because she's now getting close to you. You start to push her away because you feel she will discover a certain level of insecurity or fear or an inadequacy that you have. Those things are just mental. They are fears that the enemy is using to keep you single. It's low self-esteem, if you will. Okay, it's very, very important for you to understand that you must deal with this. When my wife and I started talking, okay, we were just talking and talking and talking. Now, she just knew me as Pastor Cham. And as Pastor Cham or as Sir Cham, I was just the guy that flows under the anointing. Everything is good. I'm the perfect guy. There's nothing that can go off around me. I'm just a perfect man of God. I speak very well. I speak fluidly. I talk very well. The power of God is over my life. Ministry is going on well. Things are going. And then when she now started getting closer, I discovered that she'll start to know of certain insecurities that are within my soul. So someone should turn off that microphone. You know, I started getting afraid that she'll know of certain insecurities within my soul. So I started pushing her away. So she started wondering, why is it that every time I want to probe further, I want to get to know you deeper, I want to get to know you more, you start to become defensive. You don't want us to talk. You know, it's because that insecurity is installed in your system like a program to reject anyone that wants to know you deeper. And I can assure you, many of the insecurities you have, the person that is pursuing you already knows. You feel it's a big secret. They already know that you don't have so much money. They already know it. They are not hidden. They already know that you are insecure about your nose. They already know that you are insecure, you know, about your finances, about your position in life. They already know that you are insecure about that. But they have said, I have seen all these insecurities. An honor is that I can decide to love you minus stumbling over who you are not. Okay, I decide to love you, okay, without stumbling over who you aren't, over your insecurities. Okay, so all those things I thought my wife has not seen. She knew that, Pastor Cham, you are insecure over this. Oh, you are insecure over that. You are insecure over this. She knew all those things. You know, sometimes you will feel you'll be beating yourself. You'll be beating yourself. One time I was beating myself. I wanted to kill myself trying to gym, trying to jog, trying to become smaller, the smaller version of Pastor Cham. And she now tells me, why are you losing weight? I love the chubby Cham. I said, do you know all the programs I've been on to lose this weight, the insecurities? And then now you are saying you love chubby Cham. I said, oh my God. So I now just discuss, and she says, you're my chubby chum. You're my, you know, let me not go into that romance. Okay. So, deal with those insecurities, okay? Deal with those insecurities. It's very, very important. If you have any insecurities, deal with those insecurities and inadequacies, or else you will start to push people away when they decide to get closer. It will be like a program installed within your soul. Has someone ever done something so nice for you that you don't want them to get close to you because you feel they will be disappointed if they get to know you? That, this is the person I gave money. This is the person I did this thing for. So you start hiding from the people that are doing good to you. And this is so terrible because you will end up with people that are treating you terribly. That is why many women end up with people that treat them terribly. They avoid people that treat them nicely because they are afraid that those people will regret treating them nicely because they feel they will discover certain things about them. So they end up settling with people that treat them terribly when they are supposed to settle with people that love them and are there for them. It's very, very cardinal that you deal with insecurities. This is a disorder. Those people that end up with people, terrible guys, they even say, me, I just love thugs. No, you don't love thugs. You are insecure. You have got inadequacies and you've got certain fears you need to deal with. You are afraid of people treating you nicely because you feel they will discover a lot of damage within you. Okay? And so you start rejecting them. If they are pursuing you, it means they are willing. It means they are willing to see you for who you are and deal with those insecurities with you. Accept them in. Allow them to know what you are dealing with. Allow them to know that you're not as perfect as they've been viewing. Allow them to know your position. Allow them to know your current status. Allow them to know who you are. When I was getting married with my wife, I told her, this is how much the church pays me now. They pay me 600 kwacha. So if you are seeing Firabanji Mishama Bible, people are lifting my Bible, taking my Bible, you know, saying, oh, Pastor Cham, you see the way I'm flashing in meetings. People came, crowds, thousands came. I was holding the microphone, you know, HD pictures. If you look at that and you feel I'm a millionaire, my sister, let me tell you, me, I get paid 600 kwacha, but I'm willing to develop myself and grow, okay, so that my income can also expand, but this is where I am. Honesty will deal with, it will cripple insecurities. You will find that the person you have been avoiding, you will love them. Many of the people you are running away from is because you feel they will get close. If you only become honest with them, you will discover the relationship will go to another level. Karabashka. What has Salukundo said? Shalandepo. Okay, maybe let me. We are on a 3-day fast with the commandos. My energy levels are starting to drain. Okay, I don't know where we are. Maybe let me handle this one. The others I'll just read out because they seem to be self-explanatory. So let me give one that I can explain. Then the others I'll just list. Okay. So I have been on number 5. So let me do the 60th one. Then the others I'll just mention. The 60th one. The 60th reason why people remain single. Okay. Is that you are carrying too much baggage. Okay. People remain single because they are carrying too much baggage. Okay. Carrying too much. People don't want to settle with people that have got too much baggage. If you've got too much baggage, deal with the baggage first. Okay? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. What does that mean? It means that you must first be assured of God's love for your life before you can express love to another. Okay, you must first be assured of God's love for yourself before you can express love to another. That is why it's love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So you must deal with baggages. These are some of the baggages I would want you to deal with. I want you to deal with financial baggages. Okay, deal with financial baggages. Okay, deal with financial baggages. Very, very important. Kwalika gelo kamona saka temwa. Ah, nambu kalancha, kasanje vati. Nin kwata 10.5 inko ngole. Ah, I said no. Deal with financial baggages. No one wants to deal. Treambafe minus. No. We don't want to start negative. Deal with financial baggages. Okay, deal with those minuses, okay? Deal with financial baggages. All those financial, you must deal with those financial baggages. Deal with them. Get to a place where even if you don't have so much money, you are so secure and so content with your financial standing that a relationship does not become an ATM. When money is given, okay, when help is rendered, it's just a plus and a bonus, especially for those that are not married, because I'm talking to the people that are not married yet, okay? So when resources are given, when gifts are given, when money is given, it's just an added advantage. But you're not going there in hopes of, you know, an ATM type of thing, a vending machine type. No, you're not going in that type of direction. It's not Zamcash. It's not WhatsApp Pay. It's not all those things you used to join that have been ruined. No, deal with financial baggages. It's very, very cardinal, because you will find that sometimes you are just starting the relationship. Imagine the guy likes you. So he's now trying to impress you. The relationship is almost getting 90 minutes. Bola yambo kuingira 90 minutes. And then he now decides to post, just say, you know, and he just says, she's been a very good friend to me. And someone just comments and says, tell her to give me my 10.5. Ah, I said, I can't do this. Amen. Financial baggages. Okay. Financial Okay. Family baggages. Okay. Deal with these family ones. Again, they may find expression around finances. They may find expression around wars that are in your family. Deal with some of these. Okay. Some of these can make people run. Of course, ultimately, some people learn how to deal with them with you, but some of them are too overbearing. Okay. Some of them are too overbearing. No, I'm the next in line to take over the witchcraft coven. So it's something I have been fighting. me already, I've got warfare on my head. You're now telling me I'm the next in line, and my family says I must take over this coven. I must take over this witchcraft. I must take over. So last week I was in a meeting in the spirit and they said take over. I rejected it. So brother, you know, I know you love me, but help me pray. You will run away. So some family baggages, you must find a way to deal with them. Okay, find a way to deal with some fights, find a way to deal with some warfares, find a way to deal with some family drama. If you can deal with them together, well and good, but some can keep people single. Okay, so deal with baggages. Deal with relationship baggages. What are relationship baggages? Relationship baggages may be your ex. You're always talking about your ex. You know, those baggages are not needed. You know, James, the way you are behaving like this, if you keep talking, go back to James. Why do you keep saying James, Shan? You know, no, go back to James. So we don't want all those ex, you know, baggages, all those, you know, you're still attached baggages, you know, your ex is calling baggages. We don't want with those. Deal with them. Settle those baggages. They will keep, if you don't settle them, they may keep you single. We don't want situations like that. Okay. So deal with those. We don't want my ex. No, you know, the way Diana, you know, she was very caring. Go back to Diana if that's what you want. Okay, so deal with those relationship baggages. Don't keep overly talking about your ex. You know, my ex. Many of you don't know, some phone calls are interviews. You are chatting with a guy, you know, says, my ex says, I can't deal with this one. Okay, so deal with certain baggages. Emotional baggages must be dealt with also. Okay, emotional baggages must be dealt with. Okay, emotional baggages must be dealt with. Okay, and under relationship baggages, emotional baggages must be dealt with. Okay, emotional baggages must be dealt with. The other baggage I feel you should deal with, all these, even other in entertainment baggages and the like, deal with all those things. You can't just be, you know, the whole day, you are just posting a certain celebrity. We don't want that. Sometimes people get kicked off that. Ngasa kweba tu yowinena and Chris Brown reposta kamupe. You complain, okay? So deal with some of those. My wife really loved Pompey. When we now started, I don't hear Pompey anymore. The only Pompey I want to hear is the one in the house, the one in the kitchen. So I no longer hear, as much as she loved him so much. When we started, I've never heard of him anymore. May God bless him and Esther. I love them both. If they get to hear this recording one of these fine days. on our podcast channel. Okay, so let me deal with the last one. I'll just list them. Okay, you are single because you are not visible or available. Okay, God can announce your partner in the spirit. He can announce your wedding in the spirit. But if you are not visible, okay, you can't actualize the announcement that has been made in the spirit. So you must be visible. Be visible in church. Be available in church. Don't rush out after church. Be visible. Okay, in Google Meet meetings like this one, some of you are quiet. This Google Meet meeting is there. You know, people are giving feedback, reviews. You are quiet. You're not saying anything on the in-call messages. You're not saying anything. You're not visible. We can't see you. You're out of the coverage area. Okay, you're out. Sometimes, profile picture, you know, wireless messages are flowing and it's going up. You are bringing it down. Messages are going up. You are bringing it down. Don't face. You know, visibility. So God can announce something. Even as the message. Okay. But you keep bringing the chat down. You keep bringing the chat. So be visible. God can announce you in the spirit, can announce your wedding in the spirit. You can see it in visions and dreams. But wisdom is that you create earthly platform for it by visibility. Jesus was announced by his Father in the spirit, but he goes out to also announce the announcement. Okay, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. So he's announced in the spirit, but he announces it in the natural. It's a protocol. When God announces you, announce the announcement. Okay, so if you are anyway, let's leave that one. Praise God. Ah, hallelujah. Okay, so be visible and available. Be willing to adjust. Okay, so seeing we're dealing with reasons why people aren't single, so I'll phrase it like this: you are not visible and available. Okay, reasons why people are not single. You are not willing to adjust. I think that should be number 8 or 7. Okay, you are not willing to adjust. When two people come together, it's two different backgrounds. You can't just be in a place where everything for you just must work the way it has. When I make up my mind, That's why you are single. Okay, that stubbornness is why you are single. Okay, so you must be willing to make adjustments. Not everything will work the way it's supposed to work. So relationships are a measure of two backgrounds coming together. Okay, two backgrounds. You're not just getting in a relationship with someone. You are getting to a relationship with 20 years of lessons that they've been learning from wherever they are coming from, and another 20 years from this other side. Different ways of processing, different ways of doing things. So you must learn and you must be willing to adjust. Okay, so adjustment is key. Number 9, people remain single because of pain from previous relationships. This is an issue to deal with healing. I wish I could deal with it, but I'll find a way to actually deal with this particular situation. So pain from previous relationships is one of the reasons why people are single. Number 10, fear of rejection. Okay, fear of rejection. This is one of the reasons why people remain single. They are always afraid. They are always afraid. Okay, the very thing that I feared has happened to me. The very thing that I dreaded has come upon me. It's found in the book of Job. Okay, so when you are constantly fearing to be rejected because of your situation, your condition, the way you feel you are, your status, your area of you, that fear of rejection may keep you single. So you must deal with that fear of rejection, and God will liberate and help you. So those are the 10 reasons I wanted to share with us tonight. So I'll end here.